We left off last week in the middle of the sugi of davishalav bali yolam. Two kinds of davishalav bali yolam. One is, I'm going to sell you the pears that will grow on my field in Tavshin Pei Gimel. Long time off. So it didn't grow yet. And there's another davishalav bali yolam. I plan to buy a building. And the one who's going to sell it doesn't like you. So he'll never sell it to you. So I agree, I'll buy it from him and I'll sell it to you. So to secure that I'm going to sell it to you, so I make out a shtar and I write, Likeshekachen, and I write the address. I say, as soon as I buy it, it belongs to you. So the house exists already, the field exists, but it doesn't belong to me. So that's also called the Dovish Labali Yolam. Two kinds of Dovish Labali Yolam. We pass in Lalocha, you cannot make a kinyan on a Dovish Labali Yolam. And the Gemara quotes a whole series of Tanoim who disagree. That's called the Shita. When you list off Rabbi X, Y, Z, A, B, C, all of these are Bonim, say this, it means that it's that's the minority opinion that we don't really accept. So Imar gives you the whole list. Here's the list. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak on Daf Tzad Gimel Amud Aleph, about six lines from the top. So the Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Rav Huna holds like Rav, Rav holds like Rav Yana, Rav Yana holds like Rav Priya, Priya holds like Rav Yudha Nasi, Nasi like Rav Meir, Rav Meir like Rav Lezer Meyayk, Rav Lezer Meyayk like Rav Akiva, and they all hold that you can make a kinyan on the Dovish Labal Yolam, and that's called Ein Halacha Keshita. Whenever an Amora lists off all the time, like in the beginning of Sukkah, the Gemara has a Machlekes HaTanaim, opposites from each other. Rav Yudha's opinion is that the Sukkah has to be Diras Keva. If it's Diras HaRoi, it's possible. We pass on just the reverse. The sukkah has to be diras harayif. If it's diras keva, it's possible. So 98% of the sukkahs are good l'chol adayas. The Buddha says because it is a diras keva, and we pass on because it's not a diras keva, because it is a diras harayif. So 98% of the sukkahs are good because we hold it's not a diras keva, he holds it is a diras keva. Then 1% of the sukkahs are clearly diras keva, so we pass on that and pass on. The Buddha says it's kosher. 1% of all the sukkahs in the world are clearly a diras harayi, so we would say it's gosh, good, it's supposed to be diras harayi. Rabbi Yudha say it's pasul. So there also, the Gemara lists off a whole list of 7, 8 tanoim who all hold that a sukkah has to be a diras keva. The Gemara lists them all off, means that we don't pass them like that. Every so often the Gemara has a shita, they list off all the tanoim.
You mentioned that for the Sanhedrin also, Yeshem
Mamikra. Here?
Yeshem Mamikra, when Sanhedrin has a shita with them.
Yeah. So there is a Gemara in Bava Metzia. Here the Tosfos on Amud Beis quotes it from Hamafkin. Daf Tzadik Dalet Amud Beis, the Tosfos Lachash Ez Gayer, Lachash Tiz Gayri. He gives a ring to a girl who's in the process of converting, or the Chosin is in the process of converting. He didn't convert yet. So he can't make kiddushin between a Jewish person and a non-Jewish person, and kiddushin tofsin, but he's afraid shemik hameno acher. So he gives the girl a ring, says, Hare mekodesh isli lacha she'ez gayir. Hare mekodesh isli lacha she'tiz gayri. He wants the kiddushin to be chal then. So that's a machlokes of dovish labal yom. We paskin, it's no good. And Rabbi Akiva would say that it is good. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Lozim, and Yankiv, they would all say it is good. So Tosfos is bothered with Akasha, about the 15 lines into the Tosfos, they quote, Perek HaMafkid B'Metzia Daf Lamed Gimel. So the Gemara says there in HaMafkid, the Gemara later in Ezer Neshech also, that the only time Rav Meir holds, Dovish L'Bali Yolam, let's say I want to sell you the pears that will grow in Tavshin Pei Gimel. The only time Rav Meir says that we paskin is not valid at all. The only time Rav Meir says that it is valid is, provided that it's Avidi Dios. We expect it to happen. We think it's going to happen. I own a field, and the field has trees, and the trees give off apples every year. So we expect that. In Tavshin Pei Gimel, there will also be apples. But if it's not Avidi Deosu, the Gemara has a discussion there. In the beginning of Perek HaMafkid, the Mishnah has the din. This is what they teach little children and when they start learning Gemara. If I own a behemah, and you're a shomer on my behemah, and then let's say the behemah is stolen, and you could have, and you're a shomer chinam, so shomer chinam is potter on gnei v'aveda, is only chayv on shia, so you could have sworn that it was stolen, and you wouldn't have to pay. So that, but if Shilem Alei Ratzalisha, you say, Orthodox Jews don't like to swear, even though it's true. That's an old minig. A religious Jew doesn't want to swear, even if Alo Emes. So he says, the Shema says, I'd rather pay for the behema. Rather than swear, be potter from paying, he'd rather pay for the behema. So if Shilem Alei Ratzalisha, and later on, the police catch the ganef, so the ganef should have had to pay the kefil to the owner, to the mafkid. You should give back the behema and pay kefil. But since the Shema did the mafkid a teiva, Shilem Alei Ratzalisha, he paid for the behema. He could have sworn and said that it was nignavo and he would be potter from paying. Shema Chinim is not chayvin gneva aveda. Only a Shema Socher. So since he did the mafkid a teiva, so we say when we catch the ganef and he has to pay kefil, he pays the kefil to the Shema. Why? Yes, there's no pasuk in Chumash. So the Gemara says it's an umdina, that when the mafkid gives the behema over to the shomer, it's self-understood, I'm makna the behema to you in the event that it'll be stolen, and you will be such a kind gentleman that you'll pay me the value of the behema, and you won't swear and pati yourself, so it's self-understood, I'm makna the kefil to you. The Gemara says, I'm makna the kefil to you. So the Gemara, what do you mean, makna the kefil? But the kefil is a dovish labal yolim. It wasn't stolen yet. And it didn't, and they didn't catch the ganav. The whole thing is a davish labali yolam. Mar says, no, he's makna the behema with respect to the kefil. The behema is now on the shutvis. The behema belongs to the mafkid, but with respect to collecting kefil, the behema belongs to the shayma. Just like I can't be makna the paris that will go on top Shin Pei Gimel because the paris didn't grow yet. It's davish labali yolam. But the trees are here. So if I'm makna the trees to you, deko lit peiroi, so whoever owns the tree owns the peiros. That's the principle. That's called aroi ashbach. Aroi means hakarka shali hishbiach. If you own a field, so whatever grows, you own trees. Whatever grows on trees belongs to you. So I can't be makna the peiros that will grow tavshin pei gimel. That's kavush labaliyon. But I can be makna the trees with respect to the peiros, even though the respect to is labaliyon. But the trees are bolam. So the same here. The Gemara says, true, you can't be mocked in the kefil. It's the chadovish labali yolam. The behema wasn't stolen yet, and the ganav wasn't caught yet, and they didn't pay any kefil. How can he be mocked in the cash of the kefil? The mafkid doesn't have it yet, but he can be mocked in the behema with respect to the collecting of the kefil. So the Gemara says there that the only time Rab Meir, and probably the whole list of all of the 6-7 Tanaim, the only time they say dovish labali yolam, you can make a kinyan, it's only it's avidi diosu. So Tosis is bothered with the kasha, who says everything here is avidi diosu. Let's say I'm married and I give a ring to my wife's sister and say Hare Mekudesh Esli, or Zachas Ishti, saying Kiddushin Tovsen, it's an Issa Koris. I say Hare Mekudesh Esli, if and when the wife dies, Lacha Misas Ishti. Well, who says the wife is going to die? Maybe I'll die before the wife. Is it an avidi diosu? So some Balei HaTosfos say, yeah, all the cases, it says, Hare Mekudesh Esli Lacha Shetiz Gairi, Lacha She'ez Gair. So all the cases, we're talking, he or she in the middle of the process, they're holding by converting. And he says, Lacha She'yom is Bailech, the husband is a Goises. Lacha She'Thomas Ishti, the wife is a Goises. All the cases are Avidi Dios. That's one answer that Tosfos gives. And Tosfos here quotes another Balei HaTosfos who gave a different answer, who was somebody... Agatep is an exotic name of a Balei HaTosfos, of Leslie Falaiza, I think. Tosfos. Here, Ablaza Mishazna. Yeah, I don't know. Ablaza Mishazna. And Bava Basra, they quote the same. The same. And a few Tosfos, and they quote this. That the only time you need a Dovish Labali Olam is if the Paris didn't grow yet. So you need that it should be avidi diosu. Or you're selling the money of the kefil that you didn't collect yet. Mamsha doesn't exist. But if a person, the person does exist, just that he's a nochri, he can't be mekadosh and isha. Or the girl is a nochri, saying kiddushin tovsim and nochris, until after the convert. So that's a different kind of a dovish labali olam. So that you don't need avidi diosu. Avidi diosu is needed because otherwise there's no das makna. It's an umdina that people can't think, you don't think about something that's not avidi diosu. But if a person does exist, just that he's an ochri, So then you don't need Rabbi Lidiasen. There's 2 days in Tosfos. It's irrelevant because we don't pasken Dovish Laboram. Pasken Dovish Laboram opinion is not valid. There's 2 days within Tosfos. If he would have held like Rabbi Meir, like Rabbi Akiva, that he can make a kinyan on a Dovish Laboram, so that's 2 opinions. Do you always need Rabbi Lidiasen, or you only need it when it's literally non-existent, not Boilam? But if the thing is Boilam, but I'm not the Boilam yet, I didn't convert yet, the girl didn't convert yet, his wife is still alive, she didn't die yet, but the sister-in-law is alive now. So then one day in Tosfos he would need Avi Didiyasu.
Why is the discussion only about Kefo? Why not about the Karen?
No, the Karen you have to give back to the Mafkid.
Yeah.
The Shomer paid Shilam al-Rotz of the Shomer. So the Shomer paid the Karen. So that's self-understood. The Shomer paid in the event that they'll find the Ganav. So that's not right that the Mafkid should get twice. The Shomer paid him, and then the Ganav is also going to pay him the Karen. So Ms. Thomas understood.
The Shomer gets the Karen back then.
Yes, yeah, the Shomer gets the Karen back because he laid out the money already to the Mafkid. So the whole deal is only on the extra, on the Kefal. So the Mishnah says that not only does the Shomer get the Karen because he gave that amount of money to the Mafkid already, he gets the Kefal also. So that's the Gemara discusses why. So first they say, if you hold like Reb Meir, the Dovish Lebaliyadim, he can make a kinyan, he's makna the Kefal. The Gemara says, no, it's not Avidi Diyosu, how can it be? The Gemara says, no, it's makna the Behema with respect to the Kefal. Means whenever you give a pikotin to a Shomer, we just became shut from on the behemoth. The behemoth, there is such a thing as kinya lachatzoid. Let's say I sell you the dekel, the tree already is planted in the ground, and every year it gives off peris. I sell you the dekel with respect to the peris that will grow tavshin pei gimel. Whatever grows before is mine, whatever grows after is mine. Whatever grows tavshin pei gimel, the tree belongs to you with respect to the right to say aroy ashmo for the peris of tavshin pei gimel. So here also, the same thing. It could be makna, the mafkid who gives the behemoth to the shomer, is makna the behemoth to the shomer, the shutvim. What's that? Is no. The behemoth belongs to the shomer with respect to, in the event that the shomer will be shilim al erotz on the shabbat, he'll do a toivah to the mafkid. That's understood that the mafkid meant to be makna the behemoth to the shomer with respect to the right to collect the case. With respect to, see, even if you don't believe in Dovish Lebaliyonim, this is a Dovish Lebaliyonim. The Behema does exist. He's Makna the Behema with respect to, and the Shema has a Kinyan Lachatzoyin on the Behema. He owns the Behema with respect to the right to collect Kefal if it will be stolen, and he'll catch the Ganav.
Can you be there in a Torah? All my folks on a Daraisa level?
Yeah, that's a machlokes on the deraisa level. Yeah, we don't. We pasken it's no good. And even according to Rameh, that it is good. It's like a kinyan lachalamid. So just like it can make a get lachalamid, kedushin lachalamid, I can make a kinyan now postpone the halos. So he says you can be machmen davish labaliyalim. It'll be chal if and when it'll be boloel. But if it's not even avida diasu, then Rameh holds there's no das on that. If people don't have das on something that's may not even happen. That's ain't bod das. But if it is avida diyasu, so then it's bod becheshbon, and there is das. So then it's machlokes on me and the rabbanon whether al pidin machlokes on the level of the rice. Then Tosfos points out the Tosfos on the base lacha sheiz gayer. Let's say the Gemara Gittin, the first line in Tosfos on Daf Gimel. So Tosfos points out they bring a lot of rice. You have svaras hafuchas in the Gemara. Some Amoraim hold in one direction, some hold the exact opposite. Which is more svara to say is not acceptable? Let's say, I'm going to sell you the peris that didn't grow yet, the peris that will grow on top Shin Pei Gimel. So that's a machloike satanayim, whether you can make a kinyan. What if I'll make a kinyan to a baby who wasn't born yet? Let's say, Zoch Liodnam Shlevifonov. You'll give me a handkerchief in order that I should be makna matana to you, to your children who weren't born yet. So can you make a kinyan to a person who's lo baloel? So some tanoim in Gittin Daf Yud Gimel, the Gemara says, even if you hold like a mayor, that you can make a kinyan, but if the person doesn't exist yet, that's worse. More svara to say that everyone should agree it's no good. And Tosfos proves that they're rather amoraim, hold just the opposite, to a person who's lo baloelam, nishgifela. But on the Dovish Lebalim, the chalos is going to take effect on a thing that doesn't exist now, that's worse. The Taisa says you find Svaras Hafuchas in the Gemara. Last week we discussed this big fat Taisa on Amun Aleph. I'm sorry, Gimel Amun Aleph. So Taisa was discussing the klal of Kol Sikinyona. That's just to review again. Let's say the man gives his wife a get and he says the get should be chal. They didn't marry off the children yet, so they don't want to shut Shiduchim. So he says the get should be chal the day after the last Sheva Brachas on the youngest child. Sure. So the get is chal. Okay, he gives a get, lach alamin. He wants the get to be chal after 30 days. That's called lach alamin. But what if she lost the get? By the time it comes, till they marry off all the children, it takes 5-10 years. And then by the time they marry off all the children, she already lost the get. She doesn't know where it is. We're not too sure. The get was destroyed, it was burnt, it was ripped up. So that's called kol sekinyon. So the Mishnah, you say, both in get and kiddushin, if you're mekadosh an isha with a shtar, you give a get, there's a shtar, and the shtar is destroyed before it comes the day that it's supposed to be chal, so that's not good. That's called kol sekinyon. The kinyon vanished into thin air. It disappeared. The exception to the rule, the Gemara says, is that kesef is not a problem. If I give a girl money, I give her $100, I have mekadosh li, the kesef zeh, and then she spent all the money. I say, Harei Mekodeshes, we're busy in college now. So I say, Harei Mekodeshes, the day after we graduate college. Then she already spent all the money by the time it comes the day of the Chalois HaKiddushin. So the Gemara says, that's okay. There's no problem of Kol Sekinyana by kesef. So that's a big question in the Rishonim, why? So the way we usually assume is, the Kol Sekinyana is a klal. If the kinyan vanished into maisa kinyan vanished into thin air, it's a problem by all the kinyanim. It's not only a problem by shtar. The shtar was nikra, torn, or nisraf, is burnt, or never, she lost it by the time it's supposed to be chal. If you make, let's say, a meshicha, my behema, make a meshicha in the behema, and I say the kinyan should be chal next week. But next week you're not making the meshicha anymore. So the meshicha vanished into thin air. So you can't make a meshicha lachalam. Can't make a kinyan hagbar lachalamin. Most of the Rishonim hold you can't make a kinyan chalipin lachalamin. If you make a kinyan chalipin, so the kinyan is when I give over the handkerchief. I gave it and it gives me back a handkerchief, then the kinyan is going to be chal next week. So you can't make chalipin lachalamin. The Rambam says that you can make chalipin lachalamin. So the Ran on the Doran quotes the Rambam and he says it's against all the Gemaras. What happened to Kol Sekinyon? The kinyan vanished into thin air. So the Rambam obviously has a different sheet. The Nesib is a Chosh Mishpah Mahatzah. The Rambam has a totally different sheet. The Rambam holds a Kol Sekinyonai is a din by Meshicha and by Hagbor. If I give you the Behem and make a Meshicha, make a Hagbor now, but you shouldn't be coming until next week. So the whole idea of Meshicha and Hagbor is Hachnosa L'Rishus. If you bring the Metaltalin into your Rishus, then you kind of, because it's like Kinya Chotzer. If I put something in your Chotzer, so the Chotzer is kind of. So if you pick something up, hagbor, that's considered your reshus. If you do a meshicha, you pull the animal, and you have a right to not in the middle of the street, a place where you have a right to see the reshus aram. So meshicha is kind of b'tzid the reshus aramim. It's considered hachnasa reshus. But if I say, make a meshicha, make a hagbor, and there is no hachnasa reshus, because I say, I don't want you to be kind until next week. So by definition, there was no hachnasa reshus. So the Rambam apparently holds you don't have to come on to the din of Kol Sekinyonai if you make a Meshicha Agbor Lachazman. It's no good because there never was Achnos and Rishus. When it comes next week, you're not doing the Meshicha, you're not doing the Agbor. And today, it wasn't the Rishus because you're not going to today. So the Rachmin Echabs by Chalipin. The Rambam sheet is that Chalipin, you can make a Kinya Chalipin now that'll take effect at some later date. And all the other Rishonim hold there is no such thing. So the... We don't sell the chametz to the rabbi. We appoint the rabbi as a shliach to sell our chametz. We make a kinyan chalipin when we appoint the rabbi as a shliach. So the Rambam says it's only a minig. Then you don't need the kinyan chalipin. You appoint them morally. I appoint you as the shliach. The only reason why we have a chalipin with the rabbi is to demonstrate that it's b'leib shalom gamarti v'amarti davazem. To demonstrate that I really mean it, to appoint you as the shliach. Then the rabbi sells the chametz to the nochri, so the rabbi makes 6 kinyonim, because each kinyon is questionable. The Mishnah Berurah tells you to look in the Ksais HaChayshin, HaChayshin Mishpat. The original institution of Mechiras Chametz didn't start with chametz. Originally, it started with selling the behema hamavakeres. The Jews were a lot of Jews were farmers, and if you have a cow, a behema tohera, and the first animal that's born, the peterechem, is a zocher, a male, has a kedushas korban, so you have to give it to the kohanim. It's a matnas kuhuna. Number one, number two. If it doesn't have any mum, you can't shecht it. You're supposed to bring in the Beis HaMikdash as a carbon. You have no Beis HaMikdash and you can't make a mum. You have to wait till it gets a mum by itself. That can take forever. That can take 10 years till it develops a mum by itself. So in order not to fall in, you're going to have a holy cow in your farm and you can't use it. You can't do any work with it. The Mishnah has that story in Bechoris that there was a Roman policeman who his spot was, he had to stand and the highway near the farm that was owned by a Jew. So he saw that there's one cow, they never made the cow do any work, so he asked the Jewish farmer, what is that, a holy cow? Why don't you do any work? He said, yeah, it's a holy cow, it's a carbon. So what do you, he said, we have no Beis HaMikdash, it can't be marked. So what are you going to do with it? He says, I have to wait till it gets a mum. So why don't you make a mum? What's my, he said, not allowed to make a mum. So he said, no problem. So the policeman took a knife and he cut off part of the ear. So the Mishnah has a whole discussion. Are we allowed to shecht it now? You have to give it to a kohen, but are we allowed to shecht it based on that mum? Is that considered that the farmer encouraged the policeman? He didn't mean to encourage the policeman. The policeman just carried on the conversation. He asked, what are you waiting for? So he said, we're waiting till it gets a mum. We're not allowed to make the mum on our own. So the Mishnah discussed it. There's a knas midirabbanan. If you made the mum, it's also to make a mum, kol mum layibo. So we interpret as if it were written, kol mum lo yahayibo. You're not allowed to cause a mum to any karbonis. So if you made the mum, then you're not allowed to shecht it based on that mum. Same thing karbonis. If you made the mum, you can't be paid based on that mum. You have to wait till it gets another mum. So the
Like a mirror, the hakul and Shabbos, you
tell the guy to do something. Right. So here also, if I ask the guy to make the mum, then taka, there's a penalty. I can't shecht based on that mum. But over here, the Mishnah's guy, I didn't really ask him. He did on his own. Yeah. So the original mechiras chametz was mechiras behema hamavakeres. They would sell the behema to make a shutfus for the guy. Doesn't have to sell the whole behema. Just tell one ear, one leg to the guy. Something that's insignificant that the guy is not really interested in having. If you make a slight shutfus for the guy, so the whole din of Bechor Behema Torah doesn't apply. So you have no problems. So that was a big discussion. The Ktzois and the Nesivs have a whole discussion. How do you sell metalkalim to a non-Jew? So if you put together all the Gemaras, every Kenyan is a problem. So the practices, you make six Kenyanim to make sure that you have at least one Kenyan that's valid. So in the early 1800s, the Jews had carried over this practice of mechiras behema hamavakeres, that they were sell to a goy, a shutfus, and the cow that's about to give birth, they carried it over to chametz. They sell the chametz to the goy, and that's how you avoid the bal yirah by matzah. So we make six kinyonim. So when the rabbi sells to the goy, one of the six kinyonim is chalipin, but it's kind of right away. He's kind of the behema right. He's kind of the chametz right away. The shayla is when Erev Pesach chali is b'Shabbos, and the rabbi has to sell the chametz on Erev Pesach day before, and we're going to eat challah on Friday night and Shabbos morning. We're going to eat challah for Lecha Mishnah, so we're going to sell the chametz. The rabbi sells the chametz on Friday morning, and he wants the kinyan on the chametz to take effect on Shabbos morning.
He won't sell that chametz. The chametz that he's going to eat, he doesn't sell.
Yeah, but it's going to be left over.
Oh, so there are two practices. That's, you have one version. The you sell all the chametz, the kinyan is chal on Friday morning right away, but I say, I'm only selling you the chametz that will be around on Shabbos morning. Whatever will be eaten up on Shabbos morning, I'm not selling you. I'm only selling the chametz that will be around. Or do you say, no, I'm selling you the chametz, I want the kinyan to take effect on Shabbos morning. So that's a big machlekes in Achrayim. So Rabbi Kiveger raises the issue. You're not allowed to make a kinyan on Shabbos. And he said, you're afraid he's going to write it down. So what if I make a kinyan on Friday and I say, I want the kinyan to take effect on Shabbos morning? So Shabbos morning, I'm davening in shul. I'm learning, I'm eating, whatever. I'm not making the kinyan. I made the kinyan on Friday, but it's being chal. It's taking effect. You can always make a kinyan lachalamin. I can make a ma'aseh kinyan now, postpone the chalos till later. So Rebbe Kiveger is noita lahachmer that you're not allowed to make a kinyan on Friday if you want it to take effect on Shabbos morning. That's also a violation of Mekka Chamemka. So according to Rebbe Kiveger's chumra, you have to sell the chometz on Friday, and the kinyan is chal on Friday, not chal, not a postponed chalos, not a delayed chalos. The kinyan is chal on Friday, but only on the chometz that will remain whatever will be available around on Shabbos morning. So that's a question of Ein Breira. On Friday, you don't know how much chametz is going to, you don't know which chametz is going to be eaten and which not. I just say, whatever chametz is still around on Shabbos morning, I want the kinyan today, on Friday, to be chal now, and all of that chametz. So that's an issue of Breira. So the Achranim fudge a little bit over here. They give a difficult answer. And most don't have the practice like Rabbi Kiveger. Most have the practice. You make this kinyanim on Friday, and you say to the guy, I want all the kinyanim on the chametz to take effect on Shabbos morning. Well, there's not a violation of Mekka Chamemka, because on Shabbos you shave al tasa. You're not doing anything on Shabbos. You only violate the Issa the Rabbanon of Mekka Chamemka if you're making the kinyan on Shabbos. But if you made the kinyan on Friday and you want it to be chal on Shabbos, then they assume that there's no problem. But then, if you want it to be chal on Shabbos, then one of the six kinyanim make is chalipin. Most of the Shanim hold you can't do chalipin lachazman, because it's kolsa kinyana. The Rambam holds kolsa kinyan, that's when the Nisidus. The Rambam holds kolsa kinyan is only a problem by shtar. Doesn't appear anywhere else. Ayin Gemara has it by Hagboah. No, Hagboah is not kolsa kinyan. Hagboah means hachnasa l'ushusay. So right now, it doesn't belong to you. So there's no, you're making the Hagboah today, the Mashiach today. Right now, there is no hachnasa l'ushusay. And when it comes tomorrow, I want the kinyan to take effect tomorrow. You're not doing the Hagboah then. So you're not doing the hachnasa l'ushusay. So the Rambam Shita is that Hagboah and Mashiach of Achazman is no good, a different reason. Kolsa Kinyan is only a din and shtar, with a whole explanation why. And the Gemara says, Kesef, if I give the girl $100, I Harei Mekudesh Asli, as of June 15th, after we graduate college, and she spent all the money before, so the Gemara says, no problem of Kolsa Kinyan. So the Rambam says, the reason why, because no Kolsa Kinyan. Kolsa Kinyan is only a problem by shtar, doesn't apply any other Kinyan. And the other Rishonim gave a different hesber. They say, no, it's not called Kolsa Kinyana by Kesa, because if for some reason or another the Kiddushin falls through, she has to give me back the $100. So it's considered as if it's still around. Since she has to return the money, she has to reimburse the money in case the Kiddushin falls through, for some reason or another, it's considered as if the Kesa is still there in the year. So that's the Machlekes Rishonim. So Tosfos here asks an interesting kasha and gives a very strange answer. Tosfos quotes the Gemara. It's going to be, we didn't get to the Gemara yet. There is such a thing, a person could be mafresh truma, in mafresh chala, in mafresh, if you live in Eretz Yisrael, mafresh truma, some maisvus. So you can take chala and say, the Mishnayos have a certain case why he does this funny thing. He says, I declare this as chala, I want it to take effect in another 5 minutes, not now, because I'm holding on to it. Let's say I'm a tful yom. I went to mikveh today, I'm a tful yom. So if it'll become challah while I'm holding it, so the tful yom passes the challah, because challah has the same din as truma. So if a person went to mikveh and didn't yet have harav shemesh, that's called the tful yom, and he touches truma, he touches challah, he'll passel it. So the person doesn't want to passel it, so he says, I raise the challah in another 5 minutes. And meanwhile, he puts it away somewhere, and 5 minutes from now, it turns into challah. So Tosfos says the kash person could be mafresh truma. So I want the truma to be chal next week. I mean, he doesn't want it to be chal now. Well, we'll still learn the Gemara on Amud Beis. Why the fellow is doing that? So Tosfos fekakasha, you're making a halos truma that should take effect at a later time, 5 minutes from now. I want the chal to be chal 5 minutes. I want the truma to be chal next week or next month or something. And he's only doing the Kriya Shem now. He's not doing the Kriya Shem later. So why isn't that Kolsa Kinyana? Tosfos Frek Takasha. Why, when you do have Frashas Chala, Frashas Truma, and you want to postpone the Chalos, why isn't that a problem of Kolsa Kinyana? So Tosfos says of the Pehir, if you look in this big, gigantic Tosfos on Tzadik Gimel Amud Aleph, so in the middle of the fat part, it says in parentheses, Kiddushin Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph. So right after that, on that line where it says Kiddushin Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph, it says B'Peres Haruga, if you're mafresh truma lachazman, that's, we'll get to that Gemara soon. Namelat Boy Me Achshav, why is there a problem of Kolsa Kinyana? the Mafresh Shumi wanted to be chal at a later time. No problem. So the Achronim point out they never heard of such a thing. Amirasa lagavoy is a din by hegdish. It's a din by tzedake. Machloek is din by tzedake. But it's not a din by truma. What are they talking about? By truma, you say amirasa lagavoy. How does that answer the question? Very unclear. Rabbi Yosef Engel breaks his head on this line in Tosis. So Rav Soloveitchik gave a different interpretation in Tosis. Tosis kasha, we understand. Tosis asks, if you mafresh truma now, and I say I don't want it to take effect now, I want the truma to take effect. I want it to become truma in 5 minutes because I don't want it to become truma while I'm touching it. I'm a tvol yom, I'll pasal it, or for some other reason he wants to postpone the chalos. So Tosis asks, whenever you postpone the chalos, Tosis says it's a universal problem. Kol sekinyonai is a problem not only by shtar, it's a problem by chalipen, and it's a problem by all kinyonim. And this is not even a kinyon, afrosh's truma. It's not even a kinyon. It's a problem in kol haterkula. Whenever you make a maisa that's supposed to bring about a chalos, there should be an issue of kol sekinyonim. It's a din in kol haterkula. We have, I'll give a moshul. The Avnei Nezer, the Sachet Shavu Rebbe, has in his tshuvas the following. There is a din that a non-Jew who wants to convert has to undergo a Maisa Geiris. So if it's a man, he has to have first a bris milah, and then he's tovel in the mikveh. And if he first goes to the mikveh, and then he has the bris later, that's a machlokes harishayim. And the Shach writes in Yeridah, it's a sfeika d'dina, that you have to repeat the tefillah in the mikveh. We had a student in the yeshiva like that. The Amaisa from a long time ago, 40 years ago. There was a student who was going to get married. He was a ger, and he wanted, what was his name? One of the rabbis in the yeshiva. He wanted him to be a Masada Kedusha. He just passed away last year. I forgot his name. Anyway, he wanted him to be a Masada Kedusha. So the boy first originally converted by reform. And then he converted in Honolulu by Chabad. And he came to the yeshiva and he was learning. And then he was a religious boy. So the Rebbe asked him, tell me, I don't know, if the Rebbe doesn't know why he asked him. He said, tell me exactly what they do. How did they convert you? So he says, they took him in the ocean. They were tovel him in a mikveh. And then they did the bris afterwards. So that's a machlokes harishonim. If you did it out of order. So the Shach writes in the Yeridah, you have to repeat the tefillah, b'li bracha. When a ger converts, he's supposed to have the bris milah, and then you do the tefillah in the mikveh, and he says a bracha. He can't say the bracha before he goes to the mikveh. He's not Jewish yet. He can't say Asher Kedushanu B'Mitzvot Tzavanu. He's not Jewish yet. So the Gemara says Tavo V'Ola. After the ger comes out of the mikveh, then he says the bracha Asher Kedushanu B'Mitzvot Tzavanu Ala Tefillah. But over here, he was tovel in the mikveh, and then he had the bris milah. So they had to repeat the tefillah, but believe bracha because it's a sfeika d'dina.
Has to be l'shem geiros, or stop me, went to the mikveh.
You went to the mikveh. Supposed to be l'shem geiros in the presence of a bezin of three. Yeah, he probably did go to mikveh, and he thought he was Jewish. He always went to mikveh every Yom Kippur, every Rosh Hashanah. He used to go to mikveh, but there was no bezin watching him. It was never l'shem geiros. He's supposed to have the tefillah l'shem geiros. Yeah. They had to repeat it. So the Avnei Nezer explains, why should it make a difference which one he does first? That's where it was in Mamre Hasina, that before Yetzias Mitzrayim, before the Korban Pesach Mitzrayim, all the men, there was a national milo. Many people were not mal, only Shevet Levi was careful to be mal. All the others, Rizchi and Tzor, all the others violated the mitzvah milo Mitzrayim. And in the Midbar also, only Shevet Levi was careful. So by Yetzias Mitzrayim, first they had the bris milah before the Korban Pesach. That was the milah, the Shem Geiris. And then before Mam Hasin, everybody went to mikveh. Even on the Chumashin only says the married people had to go to mikveh. But the Gemara says that the single people also, everybody had to go to mikveh. So that's the whole reason why you have to have first the milah, then the tefillah, because that's the way it was at Mam Hasinai. Why should it be ma'akev? Why should this say to be ma'akev? So the Avnei Nezer explains that this thing of kol sekinyonai, whenever you do a maisa now and you want to have a postponed chalos to later, so there's an issue of kol sekinyona on all maisim that you do. Just like Tosis raises the issue. How could you be mafresh truma and you want it to be chal later? It should be kol sekinyona. Because he's saying, I raise a truma now and it's not taking effect now, and later when it takes effect in 5 minutes, he's not saying, I raise a truma, so it should be no good. So the Avnei Nezer explains, if you're going to first be toivel in the mikveh, nothing was chal. Then you're going to have the bris milah later. So then you're going to say that the tefillah in the mikveh that he did yesterday should be chal now. You can't be toivel in the mikveh lachalamet. That's a woman has to go to mikveh on Friday night, and she's going to be in a hotel. They're going to be away for Shabbat. So let her go to mikveh on Wednesday night, and she won't be with her husband until Friday night. You can't be toivel in the mikveh lachalamet. I'll toivel in the mikveh in the middle of the Shiva Nikiyan, and then I'll say the tefillah shouldn't be valid until Friday night. And it doesn't work. It's called Sekin Yonah. So he says when the gear is Mizgayer, if he's going to first go to the mikveh, nothing changed, he's still a Goy Gomer, 100% Goy Gomer, then he's going to have the milah, then he's going to say the tefillah that he did yesterday should take effect now. It's called Sekin Yonah. But the other way, if you first do the milah, the Gemara says, even though he's still a Goy, but he's not called an Oral anymore. That's a Gemara, the first daf in the Oral. A Goy, even if he has a circumcision, is called an Oral. But if he has a circumcision, the Shem Geirus, then he's no longer called an Oral. He's not Jewish. So the Mila B'Shaita took effect. He's no longer called an Oral. So it's not an issue of Kol Sigar. Something was Chal right away. The Goy is no longer called an Oral. So then when he does the Tefillah, it makes him Jewish right away. So the Avinu Nezer takes this line and takes it. He understands the Rambam holds Kol Sikinyan is only a Din Ishtar. Doesn't apply to the other Kinyan. When the Gemara says, Yimikadosh and Isha Bikesef, and she spent all the money before it comes the Yom, the day of the Chalois HaKadushim, the Rambam says, because Kol Sikinyan is only restricted to Ishtar, doesn't apply to Kesef. The other Rishonim disagree. They say, no, Kol Sikinyan should have applied to Kesef also. But it's never a problem of Kol Sikinyan, because if the Kadushim falls through, she's going to have to return the money. So it's considered as if the kesef is still hanging in the air. It didn't disappear yet. So that's what Tosis asks. If you mafresh truma now and you want it to be chal at a later time, why isn't that called sekinyana? So Rav Soloveitchik explained what Tosis meant was like this. The only time there's an issue of kol sekinyana is when the din requires that the maisit should relate to some object, like a ger is tovel in a mikveh. A ger has to have a bris milah. So the tefillah in the mikveh is on his body. So if the person's going to be toivel today, and he's not going to have the bris milah till tomorrow, so I say, kol sekin yonah, the tefillah of his body in the mikveh today didn't affect any change, and it can't affect the change lachalamet, because he's not being toivel tomorrow. He's being toivel today. But over here by Afrasha's truma, there's no need to pick up the truma. I can have in mind. You don't have to look at the truma. Have in mind, these bushels, have 100 bushels. So normally you take 2% for truma. Ayin Beinanis, you get 2%. He has in mind bushels number 10 and 11. He wants those two to be truma. He doesn't have to pick them up. He doesn't have to look at them. He doesn't have to say. He just has in mind. So that's what Taisus uses a melitza. Amirosa lagavakim sarasa. The head you know means that by hafrashas truma, you don't need any maisa. You don't have to do any maisa with the truma. You just have in mind it should be truma. So what is it? It's not better or worse if you make it lachalamed. Even if you do it me'achshav, there's no tzirif between your thinking and the bushels. The bushels are there, and I'm thinking the bushels can be in a different city. I have in mind bushels number 10 and 11 should be truma. I'm in a different city from the bushels. It's still chal. So it's always kol sekinyan. Even if it's chal me'achshav, it's going to be kol sekinyan. Kol sekinyan means no tzirif between the maisa kinyan and the dover on which the chalois is. But by truma, there's never any tzirif needed. That's what Rav Soloveitchik thought. He didn't think that Tosis meant the concept of amirasa l'gavoykim sirasa l'hedya that appears by tzedakah and by hegdish. It's a melitza. He said that by hafrashas truma, you never need a maisa that should relate to the chefza.
That's what I meant to ask. If he does have frosha, it's no more tevel. So it doesn't mean that he has to be mind to give it to him. The hafrosh alone makes it all stable.
Right. But if he does have frosha now, he says, I don't want it to become true ma'amaiser till tomorrow.
I don't have to say it. I mean, if the hafrosha is done already,
but it still is tevel.
Do it later.
No, here it still is tevel. He says, I set aside something as chala. I said it's not something as truma ma'aser, and I said I don't want it to take effect now. Want it to take effect tomorrow for some reason or another. So that's what Tyson's raises the issue. Let it be called the kinyana.
In the shrine, I think everybody was. After they eat the korban pesach, if they were railing.
No, that's what they had to do. There was a national bris mila before Karban Pesach.
He said only Shevet Levi.
Shevet Levi kept all along,
no,
all the years.
But Klal Yisrael also was nimon in Mitzrayim.
Right.
No, you see from the Pesukim, nobody was mal. Before Karban Pesach, they all had to be mal themselves, you see. Oh,
so they were mal by the Karban Pesach?
Yeah, no. But all the years, they were supposed to be mal on the Yom HaShemini.
Of course.
Yeah, they were mal. So the Gemara says, that mila in Mitzrayim was going to lead to the Geirus. Maimon HaSinai was the Tefillah, and the Tefillah first was the Mila Mitzrayim, and 7 weeks later was the Tefillah, and that was the Geirus. So since at Maimon HaSinai, the Geirus was first Mila, then Tefillah, so that's what the Gemara said, L'chatchila, that's the Seder. But the evidence of Machlokes was it's Ma'akev.
That story you told about that Rav, was that Rav Glickman?
Yeah, Glickman.
Rav Glickman from YU?
No. He just pissed away. He was a Yekeh. Forgot his name.
Fulda.
Rabbi Fulda. This mindset was Rabbi Manfred Fulda. He had. He said he doesn't know what came over him. He asked the boy, tell me exactly how would they megayer you in Honolulu. So he tells him, they did it out of order. First they did the tefillah in the mikveh. It's in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. First they did the tefillah in the mikveh, and then they did the bris afterwards. So you had to do over the tefillah, b'li brocha. Yeah. Very cheerful topics here. Yeah. See, here the Gemara is quoting. They want to quote all the Tanaim and all Amoraim who all hold that you can make the exceptions to the rule, that you can make a kinyan on a Dovish Laboli Yerlum. So the Gemara quotes, over here. Rav Huna Amar Rav here. This we discussed. I plan to buy a field and then I want to sell it to you right after I get it. I'm selling it to you. So I make the shtar for you before I even bought it. The field doesn't belong to me yet, but I gave you a shtar. I'm about to buy a field. If and when I succeed in buying it, I give you ownership. And that's we paska lo kana, because that's an example of davish lebal yom. I don't own the field yet. Then the Gemara quotes Rabbi Yanai also holds like Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Yanai holds also you can make a kinyan on a davish lebal yom, and he tells the story. How do you know? The Rabbi Yanai had a farm. Havale arisa, the oris was the sharecropper. He worked on the field. The farm belonged to Rabbi Yanai, and someone else did all the work. So they used to have an arrangement, what percentage of the peres belong to the landlord and what percentage of the peres belong to the one who does all the work. So let's say it used to be a normal case would be two-thirds and one-third. The owner of the farm gets two-thirds of the peres that grow and the oris gets one-third. So he says, every Erev Shabbos, the oris would bring part of his peres, not Rabbi Yana's peres. He would bring to Rabbi Yanai Kansa the pair of biscuit of Paris called Miley Shabbata. Every Friday afternoon he would bring Rabbi Yanai a basket of Paris, and he wasn't Mafrish Chumas and Mises on it. It was Tevel. Ahu Yaima, once on a Friday afternoon, Nogale, it got late, Veloy Osa, and the Oris didn't come. But Rabbi Yanai assumed that some of the Oris are going to bring it on Shabbos. Probably an Erev. And the Oris is going to bring it on Shabbos. They're going to bring it, so it's going to be Tevel. And he wanted to eat it. Rabbi Yanai was interested. Every Shabbos he would eat the peres that the Oris gave him. So what did he do? Shokal iser mitperi de besi alayu. So Rabbi Yanai took, usually when the sharecropper would bring a basket of fruits or vegetables, whatever, so Rabbi Yanai would take part of the fruits and the vegetables, mafrish, trumas, and maisis. He did. Oris, the sharecropper, didn't bring him anything until it was already too late. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to be mafris chumas and maisis mid the rabbanon. It's an isa de rabbanon. What's the isa de rabbanon? Tikkun, yeah. Poshim pshat misakin mana. If you have a broken chair, broken table, and you fix it, that's misakin mana. Mana is a kli in our mem nun aleph. So this is misakin mana by food. If you have food, that's also b'achila. And your mafish chumas and maisa make a book the muta bachil take off the isat tevel, so that's a masakim mana mid the rabbanon.
But the ish breda, he could have done.
Oh, so he took he took some of his own pear. He knew he's going to bring him apples. Every Friday he brings him apples. He's going to bring him pears, but it can't be mafish from apples and pears. You have to be mafish from the same type of fruits or vegetables. So Rabbi Yana knew what kind of fruits he's going to bring him. So he took some of his own fruits, and he was mafish, shumas and maestris, on what the Oris is going to bring him on Shabbos. Shokol, Rabbi Yana took from his own pear, Iser, he was mafish, shumas and maestris, the pear de Beisei, from his own parents that belonged to him, Alayhu, and the pears that the Oris is going to bring to him. But he didn't bring it to him yet. It didn't belong to Rabbi Yana yet. So it said, mamish adovish lo bodi oilom. You see, Rabbi Yana holds, he can be mafresh, trumas and maises, on something that doesn't even belong to you. He said, I want this to become truma after the Oris will give it to me on Shabbos. He's mafresh lachas man. It should be chal on Shabbos. Rabbi Kedega quotes this. You see that was a shot. Can you make the mechiras chametz on Friday, Erev Pesach? Erev Pesach. Let's say Erev Pesach is Shabbos. So you don't sell the chametz on Shabbos, Mekar HaMemkar. So sell the chametz on Friday. So can you make the kinyan on Friday that it should be chal on Shabbos? Here he was mafish trumas and maisus that it should be chal tomorrow on Shabbos. Because it can't be chal now. It's a dovish labali olam. Nobody holds a dovish labali olam. The thing is chal now. The only thing these Tanayim and Amoraim hold, they hold that you make a kinyan, you make a freshest truma, lach hazman, lach alamed, and double shal balyon, it'll be chal when it'll be boloil. When the Oris will bring me the Paris on Shabbos, then the truma will be chal. So it comes out, I'm being mafish shumas and maises, on Friday that's chal on Shabbos, so you see it is mutter. So why should it be also by Mekka Chamemka? So Rabbi Kivega raises that he wants to split, he wants a truma and maises. And one day the Mekka Chamemka is also. To make the kinyan on Friday should be chal on Shabbos. You want to say it's us. That's why when Erev Pesach, whatever Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, say here for the rabbanim we'll make the kinyan that it should be chal on Shabbos morning. If everybody finishes eating the chametz in the morning, here for the rabbanim they have two different shtori mechira available, and here for the rabbanim we'll make the shtar mechira that it should be chal on Friday on whatever chametz will turn out to be left over on Shabbos morning, and then you get involved in the Yeshua Breira. How can you make a chalois on Friday morning? You don't know what's going to turn out to be included in the mechira. What's going to be eaten? Whatever's eaten is not included in the mechira. So they're two different practices. So here, he shokal isid miperi de besi alai. Rabbi Yana was mafresh to Mr. Mises. So he, Rabbi Yana came to ask his Rebbe Rapchia, also the commander Rapchia. He asked, "Did I do right? Are you allowed to do that? Because he did a hafrosh on a davish lo bali oilam. Because the peris didn't belong to him yet." Amalei, so Rabbi Chia told him, Shapa Abdus, you did the right thing, that you can't make a kinyan on a davish lo bali olam. It's not a problem. And he quotes a pasuk, the Tanya, we have a brisa that comments on the pasuk. Mantil maliyeres Hashem alakecho, kol hayomim, the pasuk speaks about eating, I think it's about eating Maisa Sheni in Yerushalayim, if I'm not mistaken. You're supposed to eat Maisa Sheni in Yerushalayim. Why do you have to eat it in Yerushalayim? So the Sifrei says on that pasuk, you come to Yerushalayim and you see Kohanim doing Avodah and Levim playing the musical instruments and the Beis Hamikdash. You'll be religiously inspired. You'll recharge your spiritual batteries. It'll be Lamantum Adiras Hashem Akechu Kavayam. It will instill Yerushalayim in you. If we insist in eating Ma'aseh Sheni Yerushalayim, everybody will be impressed by the Avodah's Beis Hamikdash. So the Raisa has a comment on that pasuk about how precious Shlomus and Maisus Elu Shabbosus V'Yamim Tovim has something to do with Shabbos and Yom Tov with how precious Maisus. For Gemara, my hilchos with respect to what? What is the drasha that is what's different on Shabbos and Yom Tov? Ilema, if you should say that the Raisa is telling me La Asure Umechal, that the Torah tells me you're permitted to be Marfish Shlomus and Maisus on Shabbos in order to eat the food. So it's only prohibited midirabbanon. Minatur it is mutter. It's misakin money midirabbanon, but minatur it's not an isa. So the Gemara says, it's drukhol the mishri tiltol the rabban. I need a pasuk to tell me that you're allowed to be mafish on Shabbos. Of course you're mafish on Shabbos. Till the tanoim. Whoever made the gzeri made it on Sheknes HaGdorah. It was an old gzeri, not allowed to be mafish to misamayis on Shabbos. But that's only midirabbanon. So what do you need a drosha from a pasuk to tell me that you give me mafresh on Shabbos? Rabbi Kivegir doesn't understand why the Gemara uses the expression. You need a pasuk l'mishri tiltol the rabban. What if tiltol the rabban usually means mukta? Tiltol mukta. Who's talking about talking? The Gemara has that lashon. When Sukkot falls on a Shabbos, so the lulav is mukta. So you're not allowed to handle the lulav on Shabbos. So the Gemara talks about tiltol the rabban. But here we're not talking about mukta. Here we're talking about mekach memka the rabbanan. To be a misakin manim the rabbanim, a memkan the rabbanim, to be mafrish chum. The Rambam says when you mafrish chum, as I says, the double isa. It's misakin manim because the food is tevel, it's also by afrashes from a maisis, it becomes mutter. Then number two, all the tevel belongs to the farmer. When he sets aside part of it as chum, and that belongs to the shevet kahuna. When he sets aside the maiserish, and that belongs to the shevet leviyah. So there's another isa of mekach memka, the two isurim the rabbanim. If you mafshit trumas and mice on Shabbos, and the Achrayim explain where the Rambam got it from. It's like the Gemara in Beitza that they're double isa. There's one is misakin mana because you make the tevel edible now, so it's like you had food that you're not allowed to eat, now you're permitted to eat it. And number two, the truma belongs to the Kohen, and then the mice rishon belongs to the Levim, so it's mekach hamem. But what's got to do with tulta l'rabban? That's Rabbi Kivager thinks that it's a very strange expression. Why they call Havla the Meimah? Misakin, Manam the Rabban. Rabbi Kivager on the side of the Gemara doesn't understand that Losh. Okay, so the Gemara says, what is the price he's telling me? L'mam Tilma Liyuris Hashem Lekecha has something to do with Hafroshes, Krimis, and Mises on Shabbos. You allow something on Shabbos. What does it mean? You're allowed to be Mafish, Krimis, Minat Torah. Of course it's Mutter. What are you dashing on a Pasik? Goes on this kind of a case. What do you mean this kind of a case? What does that mean? So Rashi explains, it really should be not acceptable because it's a davish labali olam. Rabbi Yana didn't own the peiros yet. The oris is only going to bring it on Shabbos. It's not his. So the pasuk tells me, despite the fact that in kol haTorah kula, you cannot make a kinyan on a davish labali olam. But here we allow you to because Shabbos is coming. So Taisus says, well, what are you talking about? The Gemara says all these Tanaim, they all agree Dovish Labal Yom is good and call that Torah Kula. What do you mean? A Pasuk tells because Shabbos is coming. All week long, even if there's no Shas HaTchak, you can be Mafish on a Dovish Labal Yom. These Tanaim hold, there's no problem.
Tevel
is Muktzah, yeah.
So that sort of Lashon fits in nicely.
That is true, but the issue is not really something. Okay, good. Okay, in the Mishnah it says that tevel is muktzah. In the Bar Kokhba letters, the Bar Kokhba sent letters to the generals that they should make sure their mafresh chumas and maaser before Shabbos, because if not, they can't move around the sacks of grain because it's going to be muktzah. That it's Mishnah like that, and historically in the Bar Kokhba letters, that's the instructions that he gave the generals in the army. It is Mukta. Okay, good.
If he has tevel and he wants to use it on Shabbos, he could make it then, saying, whatever I'm not going to eat, that's going to be the truma.
He can be mafresh it on Shabbos. The Gemara says, you're quoting a pasuk.
Even the Rabbanan, I mean.
But the Rabbanan, you're not allowed to be mafresh, but the Gemara is quoting a drasha from a pasuk. So you need a pasuk to tell me that you give me mafresh on Shabbos. Because you're allowed to be mafresh on Shabbos. The whole issue is only with the Rabbanan. So what does the Gemara say? The pasuk must be telling you that if Shabbos is coming, and you won't, why won't you be able to, when you get it on Shabbos, be mafresh on Shabbos? On the level of the Raisa, there's no issa. What does it mean? So Rashi learns, usually we don't allow a maisa on a davish labodah olam. Here we're makel. No, it's against the whole Gemara. Gemara says, this talaim hold, there's never a problem of davish labodah olam. So what's kihai gavna? So Taisa gives a different shot. There is a din that when you mafresh chumas and maisa, has to be min hamukkah, has to be near each other. Let's say I have 100 bushels in the same room. 100 bushels in the same room. So I say, bushels number 10 and 11 should be Truma G'dayla. Then I say, which one should be Maaser Rishon? They all have to be near each other in the same room. But if I have 100 bushels in one room, 100 bushels in another room, or in a different city, Taisa talks in a different city, then you cannot, then there's a din, L'chatchila, you're not allowed to be Mafresh Aloy Menamukav. if the truma is over, the bushels that you want to declare, you want to convert them into truma, maaserisha, maasersheni, whatever, it's in a different location, it's not in the same room. So lechatchili you're not allowed to do that, but b'diavad it is chal. So what kind of a din is that? Lechatchili you're not allowed to do it, and b'diavad it is chal. There's a din there, I say it's a din there abonon. So that's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos in Gittin on Daf Lamed. This din of mukaf. So Rashi says the whole din of mukaf is only midirabonon lechatchila. B'diavad if he mafish alayim min hamukaf it is chal. But lechatchila they said you shouldn't be mafish alayim min hamukaf because, let's say, a fellow is a traveling businessman. Wherever he goes, he doesn't carry food with him. They didn't have refrigerators then. So wherever he goes, he's going to buy some food. But he's going to buy food, it's going to be tevel. So he has to be mafresh trumas and maisa. So he doesn't want to schlep with him all the trum and all the maisa. So he leaves at home, he leaves tomatoes, and he leaves cucumbers, and he leaves melons, he leaves everything at home. And wherever he goes, he's going to be koreshem. Some of the cucumbers that are left home should be trum and maisa ranis. And some of the tomatoes that are left at home, he's gone 1 or 2 days, he's traveling around. He says the cucumbers or the melons, whatever he left at home, he should be Koresh Emana. So maybe it was eaten up by the dog. Maybe someone ate it up by mistake. Maybe it burnt down. He doesn't have a cell phone. They're talking days at a time. He doesn't know whether it's still there at home. So Rashi learns, L'chatchili shouldn't be mafresh chumas and maisus on what you have, what you left home, and what you're going to eat while you're traveling around, because you're going maybe relying on what you left on, maybe there's nothing there. So it's going to come out, your whole hafrasha was garnished. So l'chatchila shouldn't do it, but b'diavad, it would be good. B'diavad, if it turns out that it still is there, so the hafrasha was good. Tosfos there in Gittin doesn't agree with Rashi. Tosfos says that the din of mukaf is a din d'araisa, because it says, b'harim chemes chelba mimenu. Mimenu has the connotation, it should be near each other. Mimenu, it's all one unit. So Tosfos says it's a din d'araisa, but still, it's only l'chatchila, it's not miyakeh b'diavad. So that's an issue. Whenever you have a din that l'chatchila is supposed to do like this, and b'diavad, it's good even if it didn't do like that, is that a din d'araisa, is that a din d'rabbanim? So take, for example, l'chatchila, when you wear tzitzit, it's supposed to have tcheles and lavan. B'diavad, if you only have lavan, or you only have tcheles, b'diavad, it's kosher. It means it's an incomplete mitzvah. The mitzvah b'shleimusa is tcheles with lavan, and b'diavad you yotze mitzvah partially. You have a partial kiyum mitzvah. In mitzvahs you can have a lechatchila d'araisa. Let's say you have a korban chatos. So the mizbeach has four corners. So lechatchila when you bring a chatos, you have to be zorek the dam on all the four corners on the mizbeach. B'diavad we pass on like Beis Hillel in Maseches Zvachim. B'diavad if you did one zrika you yotze, but you did the mitzvah in an incomplete fashion. You have a partial kiyum mitzvah. You get less livyosim, you get less charen alam abo. So Taisa says in the end of Nida, Taisa has a klal, whenever you're doing a mitzvah, so there a chach to have a lechatchila b'diavad. Lechatchila do a mitzvah b'shleimusa, the way it's supposed to be, b'diavad yotze a mitzvah shalom b'shleimusa. We spoke a lot about chalitza. Chalitza needs lechatchila, chalitza sandal and the kriyas hapsukim and the rikika. And b'diavad, we paskan the rikika is not miyakev and the kriyas hapsukim is not miyakev. The only thing that's miyakev is the chalitza sasandal. So Tosfos explained there in the end of Nida, because chalitza is a mitzvah. We assume most of the poskim hold, even if the woman is 95 years old, she's not interested in remarrying, still it's a mitzvah to do chalitza. So you have a mitzvah b'shleimusa and a mitzvah shalom b'shleimusa. So if you only do the chalitza, b'diavad you are mekayim the mitzvah shalom b'shleimusa, but it's only b'diavad not l'chatchila. When you have a matir, let's say a person goes to mikveh, so l'chatchila you should have been tov like this, and b'diavad it's good like that. How can you have a l'chatchila b'diavad if tefillah and a mikveh would be, let's say, give a get? So the Mishnah is having get, and l'chatchila the get should be written like this, and b'diavad the get is good like that. So it's a l'chatchila d'araisa. A get is not a mitzvah. They should say, hid a mitzvah, mitzvah b'shleim musa. A get is a matir. If it's good b'diavad, it should be good l'chatchila. So whenever you have a l'chatchila b'diavad and a get, so they said it's a dead giveaway that it's only l'chatchila m'dirabban. It doesn't make sense to have a l'chatchila b'diavad in tefillah and a mikveh. So then the mikveh is metahir the woman, is mata the woman. So if it's good b'diavad, it's good l'chatchila. So if you have a din l'chatchila, you should have done like this, and b'diavad is good, that's a clear simon that it's only the rabbanon. So that's why Rashi apparently was bothered. How can you have a lachatchila b'diavad and afrashas trumas and maisvis? Afrashas trumas and maisvis is a matir. It takes off the yisat tevel. So Rashi said, anacharami, the whole din lachatchila mukaf is only a din lachatchila, it's only midirabbanan. It's a gzera midirabbanan. Maybe what you're relying on the cucumbers and the tomatoes and the melons that you left at home. Maybe they're not there anymore. Maybe somebody threw them out. Maybe the dog ate them up. Maybe the people threw it out in the garbage. Maybe it's not there. So Rashi holds that the fact that there's a lachatchila and b'diavad by mukav is an indication the whole din of mukav is only midirabbanan. And Taisus disagrees. They have a pasuk. Harim chemischal b'mimena mukav. When you're mafish, it should be near each other. So mukav is really a din deraisa. And Taisus obviously holds that hafrashas tumas amaisus is a mitzvah. It's not just a matter. That's a fundamental machlekes Rashi and Taisus. Big machlekes Rishayim and Achrayim. When you look at Yerideya in Siman Aleph, there's a Taz. The Taz assumes that Hafroshes Trumas and Maisis is a mitzvah. So Rabbi Kivege there tells you, look in the Magen Avraham who disagrees. And the Magen Avraham is in Meches. He says Hafroshes Trumas and Maisis is only a matter. It says so. The later Achrayim show it's a big machlekes of Rishayim and Achrayim whether Hafroshes Trumas and Maisis. Let's say in America, the government dumps a lot of the produce in the ocean in order to keep the price higher. So let's say you live in Eretz Yisrael and you have too many pears. You're going to flood the market with all the pears. No one's going to make any money. So you're going to destroy a lot of the pears. Is there a mitzvah? Is Hafroshes Trumas HaMaisis a matir to take off the Yisat Tevel? But if no one's going to eat it, no one's going to eat it. You're going to throw it in the ocean. Throw it in the Mediterranean. So is there still a mitzvah to be a mafia? Trumas HaMaisis a mitzvah? Or it's only a matir? So that's a big machloikas. The Talmidim of the Vilna Gaon say the name of the Vilna Gaon that there's a difference between Hafrashas Chala and all the other Hafrashas Trumas HaMaisis. Based on a pasuk in Yecheskel, he thinks they quote from the Gro that Hafrashas Chala is a mitzvah. And Hafrashas Trumas HaMaisis is only a matir. That's not a mitzvah. But in Rishonim, you don't find that split. You find the Machlekes, whether Machlekes Rishonim, Machlekes Achrayim, whether Hafroshes Trumas HaMaisis is a matir or a mitzvah.
It's Micha, it's also a Doraisa, but it's not Markov.
Right,
so it's also like
a mitzvah. So the mitzvah of Bishleimus says you do smicha on the korban and you do everything. But he added, if you didn't do the smicha, you get in the mitzvah Shabbat Bishleimus and you get less char. Yeah, it's the Doraisa. But it's a mitzvah. So a mitzvah is shach to have a lachatchila b'diavad. A mitzvah b'shleim musa as opposed to a mitzvah shelo b'shleim musa. Yeah.
Why aren't we concerned about Baal Tashchis throwing all the produce in the ocean?
Okay, it is an issue. But the government doesn't. The United States government doesn't. I don't know if they're doing it in Eretz Yisrael yet. The American government doesn't.
The government's not worried about that fresh either.
It's a good question. Would there be an issa about Tashchis? You're destroying it in order to keep the prices higher. So is that an issa about Tashchis? Could be it is. Could be it is. The throwaway is not a mitzvah, yeah. But there's a tzorech. There's a tzorech in order to keep the price higher. If the supply is less, then it costs more money. If you have a lot of supply, then you can get anywhere. Then the price is going to be lowered. Yeah.
But the idea of price is it's a man-made. The idea of price or cost or whatever, that's a man-made thing.
Right.
Whereas Baal Tashchis, it's a mitzvah. It's in the Torah.
Yeah. Then maybe this is not called hashkasa. Maybe if I'm being mashchesed for a good purpose, I want to keep the price higher. Maybe that's not called Baal Tashchis. I don't know. That's what to look into. It's a good question. Halacha l'maaseh. Okay. I plan to go to Eretz Yisrael very soon. I'm leaving tonight. Next week I won't be here, so I won't be able to give a shit. And this week's Seder by Yetzei. So the Torah tells that Yankel Dina had a cholam, and he sees the malachim, the angels are going up and going down, and the Medrash has quite a few different interpretations of what this is supposed to represent. So one of the interpretations given by the Medrash Rabbah is the malachim represent the sar shakol umma ve'umma. you have in Tanakh like that. Every nation has its own guardian angel. And the Malachim Olam Yardim represent the fact that every nation has a rise and fall. So the rise and fall of the Egyptian, the rise and fall of the Roman Empire, rise and fall of the Greeks. Every culture, every nation has a rise and a fall. Mark Twain wrote a famous essay, every country has a rise and a fall, and the Jews are still here for thousands of years. He doesn't understand why. So the Medrash has a comment on that, that the Rabbanu Shalom tells Yankel Avinu, okay, now it's your turn. Now you go up on the ladder. He says, no, I'm afraid to go up. If I go up, I'm gonna go down. I don't want to go down. I don't want to go up. So the Rabbanu Shalom says, I'm going to hold your hand. Don't worry. The Jews are not going to go down. So because Yankel Avinu, in his dream, he didn't trust the Rabbanu Shalom, but that's why he was punished. And his descendants all had to suffer in Golus for so many years. That's how the Medrash ends. The Jewish people, Asidim l'schadush k'moisa, when we say Kiddush Levana, we say that every month, the moon gets bigger, 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 then all of a sudden goes smaller, 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 rise and fall, but then it comes back again, bigger, bigger, smaller, smaller, bigger, bigger. So that represents the Jewish people. She'em Asidim l'schadush k'moisa. We're not like the Romans and the Greeks and all the other nations, that every country has a rise and fall. The Jewish people go up and down. If one were, Rav Soloveitchik said, if one were to draw a chart of the Jewish history, if you would draw a chart of any other nation, so you have a rise and a fall, right? And then they disappear. And by the Jewish people, there would be a zigzag chart, up and down, up and down, up and down, kisedim. When we do mitzvahs, we go up. When we do averis, we go down. That's what the Ramban, we spoke about the Ramban. The name Mazal Yisrael, Jewish history is L'mayla Menatela. So the Rashi quotes the Medrash over here, that based on the years, the 14 years missing over here, when he leaves his parents' home, till he gets to Lavan, where the 14 missing years. So the Medrash said he had to go learn Yeshiva Shem B'Yev. He had to learn before Yeshiva Shem B'Yev. How much did they learn there? What is he learning already? So the Midrashim implied that he had to learn in Shiva Shem V'Yever, he had to learn everything differently to know how to survive in Golos. How the Jewish people will succeed in surviving in the Golos. And because of those 14 years in Yeshiva Shem V'Yever, he was able to be mamed all the shvatim, even though in Lavan Garti, and Metayag Mitzvah Shamarti, he kept all the mitzvahs, even though he was by love in Harosha, even though he was a chutzlot, and even though he wasn't near his father Yitzchak, everything, all the conditions were so difficult. Somehow the learning in the Yeshiva Shem V'Yever gave him the ability, and gave all of us the ability, throughout all the future generations, to remain observant and to thrive in Golos. So that's one of the interpretations that the Medrash has and the Malachim Olam Yardim. So next week I won't be able to give you shit, but the week after I will be back. Okay. I will. Gotta keep it in this pocket. Shkayam. Amen. No, I'm going for yeshiva. Oh, I'm not going to have 5 minutes. Hey, I'll be running around for the yeshiva.
We had to go to Rosenberg tonight to say hello. Which Rosenberg?
Oh, you sent me a safe.
I want to know where you're going next year.
I think they said we're going to Germany.
Really?
No, but why you?
Oh.
Every year they say.
I'm in the lot. Where are
I'm
you?
In the lot.
So we'll go from lot to lot.